Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Virginians elect a new governor today, and it's a nail-biter. Polls show the Democrat Terry McAuliffe and the Republican Glenn Youngkin in a dead heat, meaning that Virginia, which has been trending blue for years, could go red. NPR national political correspondent Don Gonyea has been following the race. And Don, polls show the Republicans particularly enthusiastic. You were at a Glenn Youngkin rally last night. What'd you hear?
It was a big crowd, several thousand people outdoor on a chilly Monday night at the fairgrounds in Loudoun County. It was a Youngkin rally, but it was, I have to tell you, very pro-Donald Trump. Mm. And these voters were optimistic that they're about to turn a blue state red. Again, this was not the more moderate suburban crowd ready to maybe come home to a Republican that they can relate to. I didn't talk to anyone there who felt the 2020 election was legitimate. They, to a person, believe the lies Trump continues to tell about voter fraud. I talked to one voter, 50-year-old Jeff Tidwell, who said he plans to do something about that. Take a listen.
How much confidence do you have in the election process itself?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to be a poll watcher. So it'll be my first time I've ever been a poll watcher. So obviously I've got a little bit of concern, and that's why I'm doing being a poll watcher. I want to make sure that what goes on is free and fair. And if it is, that's great. But from what I've seen and heard, you can't ignore the facts that there's been a lot of questionable activities that's happened across the nation. And I think that here, even in Virginia, a lot of people have that doubt. So I'm going to just be a poll watcher.
Again, we do need to reinforce the facts are that there was no significant fraud in the last election in Virginia, nor in any other state. Yeah. There's been this question, though, of whether that belief means Republicans might not vote if they think there's fraud. They wonder if their vote will even count. Listen to how Tidwell responded to that.
Does it discourage you from voting?
No, absolutely not. In fact, it probably turns me the other way. It makes me want to not only vote, but find other people to come vote to make sure that their votes count.
And I heard that from person after person. Mm-hmm. So one thing we will be watching today is to see what happens with these first-time volunteer partisan poll watchers like Tidwell showing up.
Right. Well, you're at a voting precinct in a more heavily Democratic area in Northern Virginia. What are you seeing there?
Right. It's raining, light rain, but rain nonetheless, a light stream of voters. So not a big turnout at this particular place. But again, remember, there was a lengthy early voting period, so a lot of people already cast their ballots. But I did this morning talk to Rosemary Romano. She was here walking her two elderly dogs. She's a Democratic voter. I asked if she was worried about apathy on the part of Democrats.
I'm not seeing apathy. I'm seeing a little nervousness. I'm not seeing apathy, though. I don't think the Democrats can be apathetic in Virginia. It's too important.
But again, nervousness. They know that it's close. They feel that it's close. And she's worried. Later on, she said it is a reality check. Should Democrats lose today, she said that would mean they'll really have to kind of rev things up going into the midterms.
Look, what do you think happened here? Youngkin had some challenges. He was behind. And it feels like the race pivoted after McAuliffe made that comment. I don't think parents should be telling schools what to teach. Now, he was, most say, artlessly referring to all the fighting at school board meetings. But Youngkin seized on that. How important has that been?
That has been a huge issue. Just those two words, public schools, I heard over and over and over at that rally last night. Youngkin says he'll ban critical race theory. Now, critical race theory is not taught in Virginia public schools, but you sure wouldn't know that from talking to voters. So that issue has been hammered home, and I can tell you it is very important to a lot of Republicans.
Well, we'll see if the Democrats can get their voters to match the enthusiasm that you're seeing on the Republican side. NPR national political correspondent Don Gonyea, thank you.
Oh, thank you.